Welcome to the Sparketing Podcast, where you will learn online marketing completely for free, because who better to grow your business than you? In this episode, I'm going to be talking about why digital marketing is or isn't really just regular marketing. Also, why it is key to your business's success. So stay tuned. What's up, everybody? What's good? Today, I want to talk about why digital marketing is and why it isn't just regular marketing. This should be a really interesting discussion. And I also want to talk a little bit about why digital marketing is crucial for your business just at the end. So let's start out with why do I think digital marketing is just marketing now? Why should it just be considered that? Should we rebrand digital marketing as just marketing and drop the digital altogether? Because isn't most marketing now done online anyway? So I have a couple of thoughts about this. Yes, digital marketing is basically the new marketing. It definitely has some similarities, some differences that I'll talk about later on in the podcast. So stay tuned for that. But in terms of how digital marketing is the new marketing, it is the regular marketing now. Think of the similarities between old ways of marketing compared to how we do it now. It used to be that you ran ads on television, or before that in newspapers, in magazines, anywhere you could, you know, on bus stops, and those things still happen, but they aren't the primary thing that's driving business today, right? So now it's shifted to ads online. Ads on websites, ads on videos, etc. Also, it wasn't just about ads, it's about copy, it's about content. And that's very true today. It's still very much about the content. If you're trying to sell something that's really not substantive in its content and message, people can tend to see through that, and they always have. So in these regards, I do think that digital marketing is just marketing now, but I would say more so it is completely different and should never be put in that category. And I'm going to throw a hot take out here. I think digital marketing is actually 10 times as important to us as regular marketing was in the past. And the reason that I say that is because we can reach anybody that we want. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about reach in terms of quantity. I'm talking about reach in terms of quality. If you think about the guys on Madison Avenue back in the day in the 50s, think of Mad Men, Don Draper, stuff like that. Love that show. So you think about them, they're running ads in magazines, on television, on bus stops, and all over town on billboards. These were the methods, the mediums by which they were able to advertise. But they were getting a very general audience, right? So they were getting people that were driving past a billboard, which still happens today, but it's probably not as expensive relatively as it was back then, because there are just better ways to do marketing now. Again, if you think back to the 1950s, 1960s, the way that they did things in a magazine, well, even with a specific subject like golf, who are the kind of people that you could get interested in that? You could get married people, single people, men, women, poor, rich. You could get a huge demographic, a broad, broad target audience that's not very narrowed down whatsoever or targeted. And so the quantity was there in terms of people that were being reached, because people read the newspaper, they read the magazines back then. Now they don't. That's another story. But you see what I'm saying, that the quantity was there, but the quality of those leads, or the quality of the eyes seeing the advertisements, just did not make sense. You know, it wouldn't make sense nowadays with the targeting that we have online. It really doesn't match up with the amount of money people were throwing at those ads. And now digital marketing has provided a solution to both problems. You still get the quantity, if not even more quantity, because more people are on Facebook now than read a newspaper. More people are on Facebook than watching television. More people are tweeting than doing these things, okay? So you have the quantity there still, but what's different is that the people connected with you on digital market in digital marketing mediums like Facebook or Google or YouTube or whatever you're using, or even on your website, those are people that you chose or who chose you specifically, which means that immediately they are more narrowed down and more qualified as a lead or more qualified eyes to see your content. So the implications of this are that old marketing was too broad, and that the new marketing, digital marketing, online marketing, is so targeted that you can reach any person that you want. You can target on Facebook a 43-year-old female who's interested in business and is liberal and has three kids and has an interest in Teslas. You can find that person on their ad platform now, and you can target specifically to the exact right person that you're trying to get to. So how much more valuable is that? I mean, it's probably more than 10 times as valuable than regular marketing. So I would say it is more different than regular marketing than it is similar, but there are, you know, it's a Venn diagram. There's some overlap and there are contrasts. But overall, I think it's the new marketing. I think old marketing should just be kicked out the door. And if it was, it wouldn't be nearly as missed as digital marketing for sure. That's the way that it's been for the past 10 years. And it's going to be like that in the future. Now, a lot of digital marketing is going to be automated over the course of the next few years. So it's going to change. And I'm not oblivious to that. You'll need to adapt. We'll all need to adapt to where digital marketing goes. But it has such a bright future, even with the automation, and I'm excited for it. So with that said, why digital marketing is so impactful for your business? Because it's the new marketing, and because you can get the qualified eyes on your content, not just the quantity of eyes that you want seeing your content, seeing your ads. You can get the right person, the exact person that you're looking for. You can identify all of your demographics in any ad platform, and for cheaper than running an ad in, you know, a magazine, a very popular magazine, you can reach a similar amount of people for much less money, and it's more targeted. So these ad platforms that exist now, all of these digital marketing mediums, even the free stuff, doing SEO, organic, blog posts on your own website, some of these things are free, things that you just do on your own time. And they have more of an impact and more of a reach than advertising ever has in the past. And it's more personalized than ever. So to the people out there that say that social media is killing personal relationships, that is crap. That doesn't mean anything, because you can still have face-to-face conversations with anybody that you want. Anybody that you've been able to talk to in the past face-to-face, you can do that now. You can still have phone calls. You can still do all of it. It's just adding an extra layer where now I can go online to Instagram and I can connect with 50 new people every day and I can actually talk with them. I can chat with them online and build real relationships with real people. And yes, they're different. They're different relationships, but they're just as likely to pay me for my services or follow my content as any other person I might meet on the street in regular life. So to those people that are naysayers about social media that think that it is killing personal relationships, for some people abuse it, but that's because they're not using it correctly. Social media is all about documenting and providing value. It's not about burying your face in it and getting obsessed with other people's lives. It's just about finding valuable content, providing valuable content, building relationships. That's when it's most effective. So these are just some thoughts that can help your business. They can help you, at least as a business owner, understand that digital marketing is where you want to focus your efforts more than any other marketing strategy. Get online. Get a website if you don't have one. Get on Facebook. Get a business page. Get on LinkedIn. Start sharing content. Be a thought leader. Be somebody that adds value in the content that you post. And if you do that, that alone will drive leads for you, and very qualified leads. So I hope that this was helpful for you today. I hope it added value. Let me know if you're going to try any new digital marketing strategies, if you're going to get on social media and try to build more of a presence as a thought leader. Have a great day. Love you. Love you.